It's Victor Echo 7 Echo Charlie Papa.
Yeah, I got two Echo Charlie Papas. I'm not sure if it did sound. Maybe it was Don. Victor Alpha 7 Echo Charlie Papa. Was that you, Don?
Roger, VA 7 Echo Charlie Papa.
Okay, we got you in, Don. Thanks for being here. Golf Bravo Oscar, what's your wish there, Todd?
Yeah, I did have an announcement, so I'll wait for the top of the hour there.
No problem. This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango, looking for early check-ins for the Rainbow Country Night.
Victor Echo 7, India Golf, Quebec.
India Golf, Quebec. A very good morning to you, Randy. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, Stuart. Good morning to everybody on that. It's out for a nice daily walk with my dog and enjoying the no rain. 7-3, Stuart. Have a good day.
It's nice to get back into some dry weather. Thanks, Randy. You're in the log, my friend. Next station.
Victor Alpha 7, Tango Romeo Kilo.
Go Romeo Kilo. A very good morning. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, good morning, Stuart. Good morning all on that. Here I am at the beginning of the list rather than at the end, so you guys know that I can get up early in the morning. Thanks for hosting for us, Stuart. 7-3.
My pleasure, Andrew. Good signal, my friend. Enjoy your weekend. Next station.
Victor Echo 7, Hotel Charlie.
Hotel Charlie. A very good morning. Go ahead, Bill.
Good morning, Stuart. And all on net. Thanks for taking the net and my check-in. Have a great sunny day. 7-3, Victor Echo 7, Hotel Charlie.
Enjoy your weekend, Bill. I think it's going to be a nice one. Next station.
Bravo, Mike. Whiskey, Bravo, Mike.
We'll go with Blaine. Whiskey, Bravo, Mike. Go ahead, Blaine.
Good morning, Stuart. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey, Bravo, Mike. Thank you for taking my check-in. We've got a beautiful morning in Souk. Just getting a cup of coffee and getting Liam ready to go to volunteer back at the high school again. Even though he's graduated, he's doing a wonderful thing by helping out with the school play. Anyways, great to hear you, my friend. Give Elsa a pat for me and have a fantastic day.
Yeah, have a good weekend, Blaine. Always good to hear you too, my friend. 7-3. Who's the station trying to get in before Blaine?
Oscar Quebec.
Oscar Quebec. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I've lost my mojo, I think, but anyway, I'm getting you. Nice to hear you, Stuart. I hope you have a good nap, man. I hope you have a good day. Sound healthy.
Elsa's doing very good, and thanks for being here all week, Gary. You and Bob, are you still walking in the mall?
That's a roger, and we're about to do it in a short time here.
Okay, let you go, my friends. Enjoy your weekend. Next station.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike Charlie Zulu, recheck.
Hey, go ahead, Arundel.
How am I coming through? Stuart, I was having some problems with the antenna on my XT and I just want to make sure it's working properly.
Full quiet and into the repeater now.
So thank you, Stuart, again. Have a wonderful day. Victor Alpha 7, Mike Charlie Zulu, 73.
Any others for a quick in and out before we get to 9 o'clock and start the roll call?
Victor Alpha 7.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa.
Okay, Juliet Oscar Papa beat out Lawrence. Go ahead, Josie.
Good morning, Stuart and Elsa. Hope you're having a good day. This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. Just a quick one. Hope you're having a good one. Thank you for taking my check-in, 7-3.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here all week. Net controllers appreciate it, 7-3. Go ahead, Lawrence, for your call sign, please.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 7, Echo Delta Uniform. Good morning, Stuart and everyone on net. It looks like it might be a nice day. I think they're talking about clouds later, but it's sunny right now. Anyways, I want to get my day going. I've got my niece's wedding today, so it's going to be a fun day. 73 all.
Node.
Hope everything works out well. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a nice bright day for it, Lawrence. 7-3, and thanks for being here all week. Net Control is appreciated, my friend. Next station.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Tango November.
Papa Tango November with a big signal. Go ahead there, Bruce.
Good morning, Stuart, and all on net. Well, good to know I got a big signal from my little handheld. Had a great day on satellites yesterday, or in the last 24 hours I picked up 4 new grids, so I have only 13 left to go of my 488 for the U.S. grids, so getting very, very close. Victor Echo 7, Papa Tango November.
Enjoy ham radio, Bruce. Thanks for being here all week, and we're all envious of your line of sight to the repeater. Have a great weekend. Next station.
CE7, Whiskey Delta Kilo.
Whiskey Delta Kilo, go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning to all on frequency. Yes, it is a very nice morning. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for taking my check-in, Stuart. 7-3 back to you.
And thanks for being here all weekend. Enjoy your weekend. 7-3. Next station if you're out there. Well, it's 8:50. That means 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Net Control this morning is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango. Looking for early check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net. All licensed stations most welcome to check in.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-ray Romeo.
Victor Echo 6, X-ray Tango Charlie.
Romeo, X-ray Echo. I hope I got that right, Richard. Call sign again, please.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-ray Romeo, Roselle.
Roselle, one more time with your call sign, please.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-ray, Romeo.
There you go. Finally got it through my wooden head, Roselle. Go ahead, please.
No worries. It's a tricky one. I think a couple people have had the similar. Anyways, thanks so much for doing the net. Hope you're doing well. Good to hear you out there. And take care. Have a lovely day. 73.
And thanks for being here all week. Net Control is appreciated, Roselle. You got a good signal. It's just my ears. That's all. 7-3, and from the Alberta station, go ahead now.
This is Victor Echo 6, X-ray Tango Charlie Bruce in Radway, Alberta.
And a very good morning to Bruce in Radway, Alberta.
Yeah, good morning, Stuart, and everybody on the net. I'm kind of disgusted this morning. Yesterday in the mail, I got a bill for $184.25 because of a false alarm that wasn't my fault. Smoke detector was defective, and it just kept sounding for no apparent reason. So I phoned the company, and the lady said that she put a note in my file, but she didn't call off the fire department, which really angers me because now I'm stuck with that bill of almost $200. But I'm going to contest it and see if I can get it canceled because it wasn't my fault. And if I knew the fire department's number, I'd phone them and say cancel it, but they tell us that we have to go through our alarm company. So that's kind of frustrating me today.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Bruce. Yeah, I think the word's gone, and it'll come back later. Hopefully, you'll get to the core of things and get it sorted out, Bruce. Yeah, you don't want to be paying it if you don't have to.
Yeah, that's true, and it's a. I'm not having to send the defective smoke detector back to the company, but maybe I should hang on to it. I don't know if I can be using it as some sort of proof. But I'm going to write my my counselor, and hopefully something will happen, and I'll phone me or call the fire chief and see if I can get it taken off, because it wasn't my fault. I wasn't being careless with, burned out candles or anything like that. It was just a defective smoke detector.
Yeah, the word I was thinking of was bureaucracy, but I think you're better off to deal with the firm that and be nice to them, and I'm pretty sure that they might even give you a credit or something, Bruce. Who knows? But is it something that's just been recently installed?
No, it was installed in 2023, but there's a 5-year warranty on the smoke detector, so they sent me a new one for free, which is nice of them. But I don't think they can do anything about the county, because the county is the one billing me.
Oh, I understand now, yes. But yeah, you may be better off to go through a counselor and see what happens.
Yeah, anyway, other than that, things are going well. It's plus 4 and a bit hazy and cloudy out this morning here in Radway. We're going to go up to about 10 degrees. Yesterday was really nice. It was 16, but very windy, so... It's nice to be able to put away the winter coat and put the snow shovels in the garage. What a great feeling.
Yeah, it's been a long, wet winter here in BC, and I guess you've had a long, cold winter in Alberta. So, yeah, it's nice to get moving to spring.
Yeah, that's true, and when the lawn is dry enough to walk on, I got to pick up a bunch of branches, fallen branches from the trees in my yard and that before the grass starts growing and I start mowing.
Well, hopefully it'll be a nice weekend for you, Bruce, and hopefully you can get your fire alarm challenge all sorted out.
Yeah, and I asked the tech why they use a frequency in the 300 megahertz range instead of like where all the cordless phones and things are, and he said that a lot of companies use the area between 300 and 500 megahertz as the remote frequency for the wireless equipment. So that I found interesting. Seems to me everything should be up in the gigahertz range.
Well, I imagine the federal government also gives them the spectrum, so I imagine they're in compliance with that, Bruce. That's what I would say.
Yeah, that's true. It's just seems interesting to me that they would use such a relatively low frequency.
Yeah, who knows how things actually work out, but I would say it's because it's just a very short range.
Break.
Yeah, go ahead to break.
I wasn't too sure if that is Sergeant. I didn't think so. VA7, Charlie, Juliet, Bravo, and the Canadian Kitty Crew, standing by.
You're in the log, Jonathan. Thank you. Back to Bruce. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I guess I've talked long enough. People are wanting in early, so I'll say 7-3 to everybody, and hope you have a lot of fun this weekend.
Well, thanks for being here, Bruce. It's always good to hear you, and we appreciate you being a regular on the Rainbow Country Net, my friend. 7-3 to you. I'm just looking for... Okay, I'll find him later. Next station, if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey X-ray.
Whiskey X-ray. Go ahead, Dev Bart.
Thanks very much, Stuart, and I'll let you go. It's Bert, actually, but that's fine. It's close enough. It starts with a B and ends with a T, so that's all that matters. Anyway, just a quick in and out, 7-3 to everybody on the net. Hope everybody's going to have a great Saturday. It's beautiful and sunny here on in Brentwood Bay on Vancouver Island. Anyway, back to you. I know you've got a net to run, so and thanks for doing the net, Stuart.
My apologies on my glasses. I wasn't close enough, or I didn't have to push down my head enough. But you're right, it spells Bert, 7-3. And Romeo Oscar X-ray, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, top of the morning. VE7ROX wishing all rainbowers a happy Saturday from sunny Capitol Hill in North Burnaby. And all is well. No traffic. Back to net.
Good to have you aboard. Thanks for being here all week, Jim. 7-3. Any others out there for a quick in and out? Next station, please.